Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is there's someone in town. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show's about you. It's about your health and your life. Are you a cycler? You ride a lot? I am. I'm a huge mountain bike fan. And they say that now most cyclists per capita and even coffee shops that cater to two-wheelers, Portland, Oregon is even named America's best cycling city. According to a new ranking released, it knocked Minneapolis, which tops in 2010, to second place, followed by Boulder, Colorado, another great place, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. No other city in the United States has more cyclists per capita, according to Bicycling Magazine, which compiled the list of the top 50 best cycling cities. Although cycling culture is thriving in Minneapolis and Boulder, it boasts the second highest percentage of bike commuters in the U.S. Portland scored top points in the ranking that evaluated bike culture in cities with 95,000 or more residents. The magazine, which used data from the Alliance for Biking and Walking and the League of American Bicyclists, also looked at the number and quality of bike lanes, rack routes, and bicycling projects, cyclist-friendly cafes, as well as many residents that commute by bike and cycling clubs and events. So New York City will launch the largest bike share system in the country this summer. And then seventh, San Francisco came in at number eighth. By the way, Memphis was named the most improved city for bicycling. Go Memphis, Tennessee. I'm talking about a little Tennessee town in there. Cancer is a big one, and it's taken a lot of people's lives. And when I see that, I get so frustrated. It took my dad's life and was one of the toughest times of my own life personally. And I look at our choices that we're making every single day as a country, as a society. And with cancer running rampant and our food choices getting worse because of the stress and because our lifestyles are so fast-paced, and, you know, the struggle to earn an income has become a little bit more challenging. We're living in a time where it's tough. But our health has to stay on the forefront. We have to stay in a place where we make good decisions and good choices, understanding that what we do right now is going to determine the kind of health you're going to have 10 years from now. So whatever you're doing, remember, cancer takes about 10 years to form. It doesn't happen overnight. And so if you're in your 40s right now, or if you're in your 50s, the choices you're making right now are going to determine what your health is going to be like 10 years from now. So what's it going to be? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can go online, shoot me an email. We're going to Bob now. Hi, Bob.
Yes, thank you. I have a problem with my balance. And I'd like to explain to you real fast. I'm 75, and I had an operation for a thoracic aneurysm that was in 97. And I take blood. I have an abdominal aneurysm, and I take blood pressure to keep my blood pressure low, which it works pretty good for me.
Okay.
And I had a light stroke when I had the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But the only problem that I have with that, I believe that relates to it, is when I pick something up in my hand, like a plate in my left hand, it shakes. And what I did, I bought a bicycle. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to ride that bicycle. I have a little bit of a problem keeping my balance.
Look, you're having an issue with balance, Bob. I mean, one of the big things you want to look at is, one is the cerebellum is a big piece, and you're like, what is that? Well, it's part of the brainstem that goes down to the first cervical vertebra, and it's always good to have someone evaluate that. If it's out of position, then it can start causing some balance issues. So that could be one deal to look at. And then obviously your inner ear could be an issue to have looked at. Your primary care physician can look at that and do some evaluation on that. There's some testing that can be done, some vestibular testing to see if there's anything neurological that could be causing some of the balance related issues, and vascular components. So you might want to have them run some vascular tests to see exactly what's going on as far as if there's some restrictions, if there's plaquing in the carotids. I mean, there's some ultrasound tests that are really simple, non-invasive, and they can do and run and see if that's a major issue. So, again, there's several things that you can do, and I would get that done, especially if you have an aneurysm that they know about. Then there's probably some instabilities within your vascular system. That's what I would take a peek at, because really that is a big key, and it's something you don't want to just let go. And from a natural perspective, your fatty acids are important, like your fish oils. That's very, very important. Vitamin E is a big one, too. If you're not taking any medicine right now, then you might want to talk to your doctors about those, because raising up vitamin E levels and also your omega-3 fats are just incredible. Rutin is another really good one for vessels that you might want to take a peek at as well. But again, I would get someone to work on the structural aspect of your health, because the structure, meaning the bones, muscles, nerves, chiropractic physicians are really good. Osteopathic physicians, DOs, are very good at this as well. And that could be a real good component with what you're struggling with and what you're looking at, okay? And that can be very, very helpful, especially in the situation where you're losing that balance and being able to figure out the root and getting it back. 888-283-7272. Remember this, that if you're struggling with your health and you're trying to figure it out and you just can't understand what's going on, there's some keys that we always talk about here on the show. And getting your health in order takes a few steps. When we come out of this break, we're going to talk about those steps. From the foods that you should eat, to the exercise that you should do, to water you should drink, we're going to get into some of the key components. And I really feel like that we make things more complicated than they need to be. Because health is pretty simple. It's pretty much common sense. And we always have the revolutionary things like putting coconut oil in your skin is good sunscreen, or that, things like red yeast rice can help lower cholesterol. We learn all of these components that we're thinking, wow, I didn't know that. The reality is, if you just get the basics down first, and the other little details can fall into place, you can add this to your life, but the basics are your foundation, and we're going to talk about those when we come back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also go online, shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And also hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Going to the break, I was talking about the keys that we need to really maintain a healthy lifestyle. And there are really some basic ones. And I feel like that we make it so complicated. The more articles I read, and now that there's more of us out there, physicians that are in the media, that are doing this sort of thing from TV and radio and print, I just feel that we've kind of lost the basics. And I want to run through this with you, okay? Number one is you need a good food plan. All right, this is key because what we put in our body becomes our body. All right, we are what we eat, just like grandma taught us. So the number one thing we need to focus on, key number one, is to follow a good eating food plan that reduces inflammation. All right. Of course, I'm partial to the anti-inflammatory diet. Why? Because it's in my book, Empowering Your Health. But it's a key. I think that everyone needs a plan because you can't just go through life just eating whatever, grabbing whatever, and then wake up one day and either be overweight, have some disease process, be diagnosed with diabetes, whatever, and wonder, how did this happen? Which is where most of us are. And you have to come up with a good game plan. So having a plan is crucial. And a food eating plan, you want to call it a diet, that's fine. It's the trendy word. But a food plan is really what it is. So it's basically I like 5 meals a day. 3 main meals, couple of snacks in between. And that gives you equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, staying away from the starchy carbs and the breads and the cereals, and then your healthy fats, the almonds, the walnuts, the cashews, the avocados, those kind of things. That is a key. Okay, how you mix and match it, but that's the key. That's number one. Number two is to make sure you supplement your diet. We do not get enough just from our food supply alone. And already we're struggling just to get enough foods in that are healthy every single day. So it's critical that we make a move and make an important move to supplement our diet. There's 4 supplements that everybody needs for the most part. Okay, that's a good whole food multivitamin to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Now for your kids, things are a little bit different, but for most people age 18 and older, this is about the same. And then a good digestive enzyme helps you break your food down. We've lost a lot of our enzymes in our foods. I don't care how organic they are, simply because of our soil, and it's so depleted. So making sure that you have plenty of enzymes, critical to breaking the foods down. Fish oil of some kind. I'm a big cod liver oil fan. I'm old school that way. And I know krill oil is out, and a lot of the folks are big fans of that. That's great. Krill oil is cool if you want to do that. I'm still a cod liver oil fan. I love the vitamin A, vitamin D. It's been around for however many years, 50, 60 years. Great-great-grandma used to give it to her kids, and there's a reason for that, all right? So it gives you the omega-3s that your body can use. It's fantastic, great for brain chemistry, brain function, hormone function, immune system, and the list goes on and on. So that's number 4. Plus, it's got your vitamin D in it at a pretty decent level. All right. Then you've got probiotics. That's number 4 out of the foundational 4. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And if you notice that we take antibiotics when we get sick from age 1 all the way till now, you've been getting antibiotics when you get serious infections, which is fine. Not against antibiotics because there's many times that we need them. But it goes in, the antibiotics do, and they strip away all the bacteria. Well, now doctors are getting smart because of the research, And we're giving probiotics, typically when somebody goes on a round of antibiotics, to keep the good bacteria flowing in. Well, even when you come off of that, typically probiotics are something good just to have on a regular basis. Why? Because of you drink chlorinated water, you eat food that's been cooked in chlorinated water, the chlorine's going to go in and strip out the bacteria. You want to make sure that good, healthy bacteria is going in there for healthy digestion, absorption, assimilation, and for your body to be able to utilize the nutrients that you eat every single day and be able to process and utilize them and make them into good, new, healthy cells. So the foundational four, that's your key number two. Supplement your diet with a good set of supplements that your body can use, not a bunch of junk that you don't know if you need or not because some magazine said that you need it. Okay? It's just important. I'm a big fan of that. Now, number three, key number three, is to get blood testing done every 6 months. If you're over age 30, you definitely need to get blood testing done for a nutritional evaluation at least every 6 months. The blood changes every 90 to 120 days. And because we know that, we need some form of evaluation tool to be able to see exactly what's going on in our blood. The power's in the blood. Life is in the blood. Now, pretty soon we're going to be talking about some DNA testing that's come down the pipeline for nutrition. But for a good, moderate standard that you can afford testing, the blood testing is really, really good and something to look into. Your doctor can do it. Sometimes insurance will cover it, sometimes they won't. But you need to get with a company, too, that can do a nutritional evaluation based on those numbers. And that's important because you want to see what's going on in your body. And if you're radically changing your lifestyle, you want to know that the things that you're doing every single day are making a difference in those numbers. If the numbers change, it means your body's changing. It means you're getting healthier every single day. So that is key number three. Get your blood test done every 6 months, not every year. Even if your doctor says, we'll see you in a year, show up in 6 months and say, I'm sorry, man, I'm a little bit, you know, aggressive on the preventative side. I'd like to have my numbers checked again. They'll be fine with it. They're not going to turn down an office visit. All right, key number four, drink plenty of water. We don't drink enough water every single day, and that does not include sodas. So sugary drinks and all that do not count. Now, teas, I'm okay with teas. Black tea, green tea, chamomile tea. If you want to count that liquid as part of it, that's cool. But your water intake every single day needs to be half your body weight minimum. If you exercise or you're an athlete, probably add about 20% more on top of that. All right. So you want to do, if you're 150 pounds, you do 75 ounces of water every single day. Your body's made of water. And so if we don't hydrate ourselves and get enough, the body can't function at its peak levels. So it's critical to get enough water every day. Make sure you get plenty of that. Number five is exercise. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. I don't care if it's riding a bike, running around the block, running on, jumping up and down in your kitchen. Whatever you do, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, it makes a huge difference in your overall health. Those are five keys that will make a difference. We'll be right back. Go back to the phone lines when we come back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is facing revulsion and accusations of war crimes as the world is seeing streets and yards outside of Kyiv strewn with corpses. The bodies appear to be civilians, some possibly killed at close range. Germany and France reacted by kicking dozens of Russian diplomats out of their country, suggesting that they were spies. President Biden says his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, should be tried for war crimes. Here in the States, two more Republicans have signaled their support of Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The support from Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Utah's Mitt Romney all but assures that Jackson will become the first black woman to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. Murkowski and Romney joins Maine's Susan Collins as the only Republicans who have signaled their support for the nomination. The Dow closed up 104 points. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tennessee lawmakers are moving forward with a proposal to outlaw how women can receive abortion pills. The proposal would bar a doctor or a pharmacy from mailing abortion pills to patients. The bill would also ban schools from distributing the pills. It would require women to visit their doctors in person in order to have the pills prescribed. It's not clear whether Governor Bill Lee would sign the measure. Bird flu is having an effect on egg prices.
The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In Europe, a rich man with ties to the Kremlin lost his boat.
The United States and Spain on Monday seized a $90 million yacht in Majorca, owned by Russian billionaire Viktor Vekselberg, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Attorney General Merrick Garland said it marks the first seizure by the Justice Department's newly created Russian Sanctions Enforcement Task Force, and it will not be the last. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Monday with help from technology and communication stocks. The Dow Jones rose about 104 points. The Nasdaq rose about 271 points. The S&P 500 was up by 37 points. Listen to us anytime. Our web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Or visit the show online at MuchShakeNetwork.com. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's kick it off and go with Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
Can I tell you a little bit about myself so you can figure it out?
You can tell me whatever you need to tell me about yourself. Go for it.
Well, I'm a truck driver, but that may throw you off. I'm six feet tall. I got a 33-inch waist, and I weigh 210 pounds.
Okay.
I've been active most of my life. But here lately, I went down to Walmart to get my blood pressure test, and it's like 126 over 89, I mean 136 over 89. It used to be 126 over 82 or something like that. It's on that little machine that says hypertension. And here lately, when I get real busy, I have breathing problems. But there's nothing wrong with anything that I know of.
Okay. So your question is, you're worried about the high blood pressure. Is it something that you need to go look at medication? Is that what you're wanting to know?
Well, I just want to watch what could be going on, what could be causing it. I know I don't eat right. I love fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Well, now, you want to ask me that question again? So you're wondering what's wrong, but you love to eat fried chicken and mashed potatoes all the time. And you don't
eat
well.
Well, not all the time, but I do enjoy it.
All right, well, why don't you tell me this? What did you have today for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Let me be the judge of where you are with your diet.
Okay. This morning, I don't even think I ate breakfast.
But okay, there you go.
All right,
so you skipped breakfast.
Around 3 o'clock, I ate a hamburger steak and a baked potato and a salad bar.
At 3 o'clock?
At 3 o'clock, it's evening, yeah.
So you didn't eat all day till 3 o'clock?
No, I forget back. I ate a McDouble and the famous chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, that's fantastic, especially when you're dealing with high blood pressure. So that's a perfect diet.
That's probably terrible.
You think? Yeah, it's horrible. Let me tell you this. Here's the deal, okay? You can eat that way for a period of time in your life, and you won't see much of an issue with it, all right? Your early 20s and all that, you can eat like that unless you've got some major issues, and you probably won't see much recourse from that. You get into your 40s and or late 30s, 40s and 50s and start eating that way on a regular basis, you're going to see things like blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol issues, even cancer. So one of the main things you got to get focused on is learning and teaching yourself how to eat healthy. What does that even mean? And you being a truck driver, what is that going to look like for you to be able to prepare your food, pack your food, and then also being able to eat well on the road? So that's a very long conversation, all right? Now, there's resources that you can get to help you. There's a whole food list in my book, Empowering Your Health. There's our Get Well University program that has 8 CDs in it, and you do 1 CD per week. And for you driving, that'll be a great tool for you because you can really learn how to get healthy from A to Z. So the book gives you the basics. The CDs give you the details. And that really goes hand in hand. That is a good piece, too. But for the most part, with blood pressure, first thing you want to do is you want to go to a doctor, tell them about your blood pressure, let them know that you're getting on a game plan, meaning that you're getting ready to radically change your life. You're getting ready to look into an exercise program, which I know after this conversation that you will be. And because that's going to be a part of it. You know, and if that means driving a truck, and a lot of the truckers I talk with, they take breaks in the middle of the day. They'll stop 4 or 5 hours in their trip. They'll go to a truck stop. They'll get out and walk all the way around the truck stop at a fast pace for 15, 20 minutes, get the blood flowing, get the metabolism moving, and then they'll do it again at their deal at night. They'll stop at night when they're getting ready to crash out for the night if they're on long trips, and they'll go and they'll walk again in the evening and get another round in for the day. So there's different ways to do it where it doesn't really mess your schedule up too much, and you can stay on track with the time frame that you're looking at for your trips. But exercise is a big key. It's huge in this. But the doc, you need to let them know. The reason I'm telling you that is because if you go into your doctor, your blood pressure is starting to elevate. They want to put you on, say, 10 milligrams of lisinopril, whatever they're looking to do or what they decide to do, and they think you need to get started. They might not do that if they can trust that you're really going to get serious about your lifestyle and diet and change some things. And they'd be willing to monitor you probably every 8 to 12 weeks and see where your blood pressure is and tell you things like, well, if your blood pressure slowly begins to go up, within the next 8 to 12 weeks you need to come back and then we're going to have to do something. But if you come up with a game plan of, you know, changing your different lifestyle choices, then that can make a difference. You see what I mean? So it's going to be up to you a little bit. You're at that, when you get to the crossroad of almost in diabetes or almost having cholesterol or almost dealing with, you know, any kind of issue with But the jumping up and down in the mini trampoline is critical. And 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day has been proven. They've done studies, multiple studies, that have proven that that helps with blood pressure-related issues. And so that might be something to look at. And then also, there are supplements out there that can help, too. And your doctor will need to guide you on this, but there are things like citrulline, arginine, green tea extract, and they combine all these together in certain supplements that can help improve nitric oxide within the body, which helps relax the vessels and can help with blood pressure-related issues, too. So there's good research out on that, too. They've done clinical trials, clinical studies on it, and have seen good results. So just some things for you to think about, and I think that getting a game plan together with you is going to be helpful. But again, get with your doc. Let them know. First of all, let them know, hey, doc, my blood pressure has been running up. They're going to check in the office. They're going to see that. Say, hey, look, can I do a game plan by working on my lifestyle for a little bit? And you got to get serious with it. It's not just eat a meal every now and then that's healthy. It's radical. I mean, your whole mindset's going to have to shift. Because if it doesn't, I'm telling you right now, if you stay with the same habits you have, you're going to end up on medication and you're going to end up being in a position where you're not really happy because you could have done something about it. And so I hope that lights a fire on you that it's time. That now it's time. It's time to make that decision that you're going to make some new lifestyle changes and that, you know, there's no more just eating what you want to eat because it tastes good, just doing what you want to do, living how you want to live. Because the body's giving you some signals now that it's time to make a change. And we'll be here to help you any way we can and be a resource for you. But ultimately, you have to make that decision that you want to get well and you want to change. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go online. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Our Wellness Provider Network. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. They can guide you and coach you through all this lifestyle-based healthcare. And don't forget, you can call our team members during the day and check out the website as well. Let's go to Dave now. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm living well. What's up?
Very good. Myself as well. I just had a comment to make real quick. I was listening to one of your older broadcasts, I suppose, from the other day, and there was a woman who was suffering from gout in her foot to the point of it almost being amputated, or rather her toe being amputated. And I just had a comment to make real quick. I had gout really bad. It was from overconsumption of red meat. And, you know, I at first I thought it was a broken toe, and then I realized that it had to be gout because of all the symptoms I was looking up on the Internet. I tried everything from, like, cod liver oil to, you know, eating berries and whatnot. I noticed that the apple cider vinegar with mother worked really well, but it didn't necessarily really help it as much. And then I had a friend tell me about a treatment that you can use, which you take peppermint oil and cayenne pepper or red pepper, and you basically rub the peppermint oil over the toe in the affected area, and then you put cayenne pepper on top of it. And the first day I tried that, I went to work. It helped out. It kind of numbed my foot. But within 2 days, my gout was gone.
Yeah. It's an old homeopathic remedy putting those two together topically. Works very well. Now, did you take the apple cider vinegar along with that, or just rub it on the toe, and that was it?
Yeah, that's all I had to do, and it burned. I mean, it felt like a hot coal being put on there, but it kind of numbed the pain, and after a while, it was gone. It was just amazing how that helped. So hopefully, if that idea might be able to help that woman out, maybe she can give it a try. You know, I suppose it couldn't hurt.
No, I mean, that's great. It's great information. I'm glad you shared that. That's been around for quite some time. It's funny someone shared that with you. To do that. But naturopathic physicians have been using that for years. Bernard Jensen put that together. He was a naturopathic doctor years ago, wrote a really great textbook. Then a lot of the naturopathic colleges that they use even to this day, and that is in there, and it's just a great, great tool for gout. So I'm glad that worked well for you. I've heard many success stories with that. And the cayenne pepper mixed with the peppermint oil, it does sting a little bit, but it does make a huge, huge difference. A lot of times people combine it internally with apple cider vinegar to break down the uric acid crystals that are actually in the joint. and the two work hand-in-hand together. But that's great info. I appreciate that, and I'm sure if she's listening right now, that can be a real blessing to her. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. And remember this, you can always get your health back. It's all about changing your lifestyle choices.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness provider network are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Great coaches that can take you from where you are to where you need to be. You can go online, getwellproviders.com. Check it out. We've got a great team available, and they're growing all around the country. It's exciting to see all the folks that are jumping on board to be able to help you with whatever your health challenge might be. Quote for the day comes from Anne Frank. It says, how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Get started today. Improve. Give what you can. Whatever your talents are, whatever your gifts are, whatever your abilities are to make a difference in someone else's life. You have that. And all it is, all you have to do really, is to give it. Lori, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I was wondering if you knew of any natural remedies for bunions. Would that work on bunions, do you think? Or do you know, can you recommend any natural remedies for bunions? Because I've got them real bad.
Yeah, bunions are a couple things. One, there's an issue with low levels of vitamin D for a long period of time, so you might want to have your vitamin D levels checked on a blood test with your physician. The only challenge is once the bunions have kind of set in, there's not a lot you can do to get those to go away. It's more about prevention than anything. Are they really bad on both feet?
Especially my right foot. I read online that maybe massaging them with peppermint oil could break up the calcium deposits or whatever that is that causes them. I don't know if that's true or not.
It can potentially. No, it's not a waste of time. I mean, the peppermint oil mixed with the cayenne can be helpful, but at the end of the day, it can begin to break them down a little bit. But the biggest issue is there's a buildup of calcium because you haven't had enough vitamin D. See, when there's low vitamin D, the calcium really doesn't have any regulator. And the vitamin D is kind of the regulator of it, and it makes a big difference. So if you don't have enough, then that's where you get into trouble. But for the future, keeping your vitamin D levels up is going to be a big key. And you know that now, so that's fine. So it's just about coming up with a new game plan. That's what I would do, is get a blood test done. And then from this point on, do you have a good podiatrist you've been working with?
No, not really. I just like to go to natural remedies. My vitamin D was at 50 last time I had it checked, which they told me wasn't too bad.
It's not too bad. 70 to 90 is a better place to keep it.
Yeah.
Just want to get it up on the high end of the range. Yeah, do you eat a lot of calcium-based foods?
No, my diet's very good. My fresh fruits, vegetables, very, very little dairy, goat milk, if anything, some kefir.
A lot of green vegetables?
Yes, lots of green vegetables.
Yeah, so you're getting a ton of calcium. So, vitamin D at 50 is not bad, don't get me wrong. But when you're dealing with some kind of nagging little issue like bunions, you want to bring it up to that next level, and getting those numbers up between about 70 and 90 is really taking it to that next level. So that's what I would look into, just a couple of things. I mean, they're not going to go away overnight, and that's why I would go meet with a podiatrist. Just get their opinion. I know you want to do it naturally, but still, just hear their thoughts. I would at least go have a consult and hear what they have to say and then go from there. That's what I would do personally. All right. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
My mother has aortic stenosis, and I'm wondering if there's anything a person can do other than having the valve surgery.
Have the doctors told her that's the only option? I guess they have. Well, here's the thing. The big issue in this with aortic stenosis is many times it's about the only option. And you can support the heart. You can support the heart health. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to make sure that, from what I've seen, let me just say this. From what I've seen, surgery is about the only way in that. Now, you can support the heart with B vitamins, omega-3 fats, and a healthy diet. But with the aortic stenosis, really, and one other thing I have seen, and I've actually read a lot on, and have seen even implemented in some more natural alternative practices, is increasing high amounts of rutin in the body. You can do that from food-based sources or supplemental sources. I would go talk to your health food folks and see what they have in stock and that kind of thing. But that can be helpful, too. B vitamins are very important. When you get deficient in those, you'll see a lot of that with aortic stenosis. But at the end of the day, you want to go talk. I would not discount the potential for surgery on that. I wouldn't. You know, and I'll tell you, I'll shoot you straight and always tell you kind of my thoughts on that. But again, I've seen a lot of great success with the surgery, so I wouldn't be too worried about it. As long as you're in the hands of a good physician, you know, I would, you know, you feel comfortable with him, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Just because there's a lot of people that really get good results, and they get scared when you start talking surgery. They get uncomfortable, and you think, well, I only want to go natural. Well, there's some things like with the heart that you don't just want to go all natural. You want to combine good natural habits and good lifestyle-based habits, but you also want to make sure you're using good common sense.
Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform our health, our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're helping you live better.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.